It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening or watching Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being bitten in the groin.
Ah!
We're better than that. You can join our chat room, Den Pen. Go to davincomedy.com and clicking live broadcast. Also, really, what most people do when they want to get Pip's attention is they watch us on the Davin's Den page on Facebook Live via Zoom. They tend to like that. And Pip will give you her undivided attention. She gives us her divided attention, but she will give you her undivided attention. Audio is better on Davin Comedy, but I think we got, hopefully we got everything on point tonight. We'll see. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Joe Curry. Hello, Joe.
Hey, you had to think about that for a second.
No. It's always a painful reminder. And Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
On the show in School of Fools, a mural depicting Jesus resembling George Floyd creates a controversy, as I'm sure you would imagine it would. A shooting range won't let Muslim women shoot wearing a hijab. The IRS wants criminals to report their income. A group of witches will be pardoned. A new bitches be crazy. Scamming scammers, and will fake Davin try to get Michelle's leave granted? We will have to see that. Yeah, she's still hitting up on that ship. So I was right before we went live with the audio portion. We do a little pre-show on the Facebook, and I made a face about my beverage. I'm tired because I've been waking up early, running back and forth between the houses, making no progress, meeting with contractors, getting rid of funk. Talk about that in a second. So I'm tired. So this is usually nap time is around 3 a.m. for a nice 10, 15, 20 minutes. Didn't get to do that, so I'm drinking some iced coffee. We don't have iced coffee in the house, and I told my wife, don't worry about making regular coffee. So my daughter likes, and my wife likes, these bottles of Starbucks vanilla frappuccino. I don't know if you've gotten them. Like, you could get them at 7-Eleven or anything. We got a case of them. The last time I was inside a Starbucks was probably about 5 years ago when Joe lost his purse in South Carolina, and we had to go back early in the morning to the complex where his purse was, and there was a Starbucks there. That was probably the last time I walked into a Starbucks, and I don't think I even ordered anything, but Joe wanted his coffee.
You got a coffee.
Did I? All right, so Joe says I got a coffee. It didn't make an impression on me one way or the other. So I am drinking... I'm drinking this... It kind of tastes like Kahlua or Sambuca or something kind of nasty. It's just like it's not good. It needs, maybe alcohol would make this better. It's just vile. I don't know how people could drink this. So Starbucks shall not be a sponsor anymore. But this Starbucks bottled vanilla frappuccino. Have you guys had this?
I've had the frappuccino. I haven't had the bottle one, but I had the caramel frappuccino from the store. Joe's girl turned me on to it, and I never understood why people would wait online and people would deal with Starbucks. And then she just said, "Look, just try this," and I'm all in.
Yeah, but was that at Starbucks or like a bottle of it?
One sip, and I'm like, "This is gonna be a problem."
Yeah, but was it? Was it from Starbucks?
Yeah, was that Starbucks?
Oh, well, that's different. This is a different animal. This is the shit that when there's like a piece of property that they can't own, but they still want to get some of your money, they thrust this on you. So you'll get this like at 7-Eleven. We bought like a case of this shit at BJ's And I don't drink it because I know I don't like it, but I've never tried to drink a whole bottle of it. It's just like too sweet. Pip likes coffee and iced coffee. Have you had this, Pip?
I like the way you say I don't like it and I don't drink it. I never tried to drink a whole bottle. Why would you if you don't like it? It's like either so I drink this or maybe this vial of piss.
Because I'm tired. I want something to perk me up a little bit. I got a long night ahead of me. After this shit, I got to edit and put and make sure everything gets posted properly. So, you know, after the kids are asleep, I'm still toiling at the computer. So I want some, but it's just gross. So I don't recommend it. Not that you wanted my coffee picks, but I don't recommend it at all. It is vile, vile stuff. I feel like bum urine would be a little bit better and would probably have enough cocaine or crack in it that would give me that edge that I need to be awake anyway. So I'm going to try to get bottled bum urine next week if I am a little tired.
Yeah. I think that Red Bull is pretty vile.
Ugh.
But it's terrible. But some of the Monster drinks are pretty good. And that gives you the lift that you're looking for.
Here's the problem with that stuff. I crash on that. Like, if I get a Red Bull, I crash in an hour. I've driven home on a Red Bull where I'm, like, literally slapping myself in the face. Joe wishes he was there for those rides. Slapping myself in the face to stay awake because I crash.
And I even would ask, can I help?
Yeah. Nobody needs you.
Can I take a turn? Oh, Joe, you want to drive? I want to slap.
No, I want to slap you in the face.
All right, relax. It's not a deli. We're not taking numbers, you cretins. What I do like is I do like the 5-hour energy, which tastes something that came out of a gargoyle's ass. But it does keep me awake. I'm really making friends with all the potential sponsors tonight. But it does keep me awake, and I don't crash off of it. Like, and I don't have to drink like a full thing of that. It's a small container of the 5-hour energy, but I could kind of sip it like a liqueur. I could kind of ease my way through.
One of the best coffees is Burger King coffee, because when I and a friend of ours, we used to do a comedy club up in Saratoga. No room. We did it as a turnaround, 5 hours up and 5 hours down, and I would drive. And, you know, on the way home, I would get Burger King coffee. I'd make the trip and then cut the lawn. I mean, that shit was great.
And then cut the lawn. You sound like uppers are great.
Yeah,
but like at 5 or 6 o'clock, I'm not looking for that type of thing. I just want something to give me a little pick-me-up. And this is not – it's making me want to take my tongue and pick me up out of my mouth. I don't know. I'll probably get through it. It's just – I'm not a fan. I know people like it. My daughter used to like it. My wife likes it. I should have had her make me fresh coffee. That's what I should have done. My fault. Yuck. Yuck to Starbucks and your jarred goods. Ugh.
The mocha and the caramel are pretty nice, but I don't like that vanilla one.
Right? It's bad, right?
Yeah, it's not good.
And I like we'll buy like vanilla iced coffee, like other brands, and it's good. I like it. And you know, we'll use the French vanilla creamer. Very nice. How do you fuck up vanilla? Vanilla is the vanilla of flavors. It's very basic. It's hard to fuck up vanilla.
I like vanilla stuff.
I've been drinking this, Nivea. I've been drinking this. In this mug since Jesus Christ, 6:30 this morning.
What is it?
I'm on like sixth cup, you know.
What is it?
It's coffee.
Oh, yeah, but I'm not a coffee person. I just needed something to. I don't know. I should. This is what happens when I don't take my nap. All right, enough of that. Enough of my caffeine needs. Nobody gives a shit about my caffeine needs. I was just chasing away potential sponsors. That's all I was doing. Not a very good move. So,
it's like a religious ceremony for me talking about coffee.
I know.
Oh, there's nothing like it.
But you guys have addictive personalities. You guys used to smoke, and now you don't smoke. So you do what a lot of smokers do. You switch to coffee. I get it. You know, something to get you through the fucking miserable day. I understand, which makes no sense. You're miserable people, but you want to be more alert for it. I don't understand that at all. It makes no sense. If you hate life, you want to go through life drowsy. That way nothing sticks, and you're kind of sleepy, and you're just one long blink away from a nap. That's how you should go through life.
If I'm going to be miserable and vicious, I want to be really sharp.
All right. Well, people don't know you as vicious.
No, they don't, but I have my moments.
All right. So when I we'll continue with this house thing. Now that we own the money pit, I mean the house. Now that we own this house. You remember Ghostbusters? Of course you remember Ghostbusters. We all loved Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
You know how there was like, you know how they had to chase out spirits that were like haunting houses that wouldn't leave?
Oh no.
We don't have a spirit, but we got a funk. There is a funk in this house. This woman for 15 years, sat in her bedroom, smoking, choking, baby stroking, and with two large dogs. And there is an entity in this fucking house. And I'll tell you what, it is not haunting. The only thing it's haunting is my wallet. It is sucking money out of my wallet as we try to get this entity out of this house.
Wow.
So.
Is it just, it's the, like, funk of the years?
It's
just hanging there?
I'll tell you how funky it was. But it's smoke. It's smoke. We've talked about this before. We talked about it last week. You filthy animals who smoke. If you want to kill yourself, be my guest. But do it outside, even in your own home. I mean, most people don't smoke in their own home anymore. You have a little courtesy for everybody else. You smoke outside. You know what? You get struck by lightning, but you get your nicotine fix. That's common courtesy.
I never smoked in this house.
Most people,
outside.
Most smokers hate the smell of smoke, which I don't understand, since they're the ones producing it. But they hate it. But if you go on the road with somebody, people, comic or anybody who smokes, they will ask for a non-smoking room because when they still had such smoking and non-smoking rooms. Now, for the most part, most hotels are non-smoking, but you could still once in a while you could still get a smoking room, and they want to smoke in a non-smoking room. And the really bad ones will still fucking smoke in the room. It's like, you animal, what are you doing?
Oh, that's wrong.
Of course, it's wrong. They're terrible people out there. So, all right. So we were supposed to have. Remember I told you we were going to get these housekeepers, but they canceled. They canceled the last minute because of COVID. So we had replacement housekeepers lined up for Saturday. They were supposed to come Saturday morning. So the wife calls them Thursday, no response. Calls them Friday morning. The owner picks up the phone. And he sounds like death warmed over. COVID. He's got COVID, and now his whole staff is being tested for COVID. So he's a no good for Saturday. Just assume at this point everybody has COVID or has had COVID. I mean, just stop it already. And my daughter's a music teacher. I guess she has pre-existing conditions. She's had COVID since Christmas. She's still not back in school. She's really sick. So, I mean,
wow.
I mean, most people are fine with this Omicron, but I guess if you got pre-existing conditions, I don't know her vaccination status. I have no idea. But, I mean, I guess it could still be a bitch to some people. Most of us, we kind of plow through it and go, that sucked for a few days, and you move on. But so, all right, so they canceled. Now we're scrambling again because we can't do anything. We cannot do anything until we get this house clean. I mean, we're moving stuff. We're slowly moving stuff into the basement ourselves. But, you know, as Pip said last week, you don't want to move your stuff into the funk. You got your own funk, and the funk should not clash. So now we're scrambling. Our carpet cleaning guy. Why do we need a carpet cleaning guy? Because this entity won't die. Our industrial carpet cleaning guy recommends a housekeeping company. So we call them, and she's like, you know what? We don't normally come in on Monday, but we'll come in on Monday. I'll get a team, and we'll be there Monday morning. Like, oh.
Great.
Okay, that sounds very good. 7:30 in the morning. That's what I fucking like. Let's go, people. Let's get to work. 7:30 in the morning. Get you for stunkin' a vanilla frappuccino, and let's roll. So I'm waiting for the cancellation on Sunday. It doesn't come.
Right.
I'm waiting for the cancellation on Monday. It doesn't come. These women showed up. These women actually showed up to do a job. Imagine my surprise.
Wow.
So now, so we got the women coming to clean, and then we got the carpet people coming right after them. We're who are you going to call Funkbusters? We have hired the Funkbusters to defunkify this house. That's where we are. So the woman,
love it.
The woman who owns the company says, yeah, I'll give you a team of three people. Should take a couple of hours, because, you know, the wife gives her the breakdown of the different rooms, how many rooms are. We're not doing the basement. Breakdowns of the room, what's involved. So that should take a couple hours. Well, she brings a team of five. She brings a team of five. Now, one of them had to leave early, and at times there was only three of them. But for most of the time, there was at least four people working to defunkify my house. How long do you think it took for these ladies to do their job?
Probably about 8 hours.
Joe says 8 hours. What do you say, Pip?
Four or five hours.
These women worked 6 hours. Now, I wish I could tell you that they were goofing off, that they were answering the phone, that they weren't hard workers, that they weren't thorough. Because I've brought those stories to the show before about housekeepers. I have no complaints about these women. These women worked very hard, very professional, not irritating. They did a great job. It took fucking 6 hours. 6 hours.
And they did.
I mean, listen, you miss a couple things here and there, but the refrigerator looks like a completely different refrigerator.
Wow.
You know, they did
that's fantastic.
Yeah. So then we have the heavy-duty carpet people. They actually had just finished upstairs before the heavy-duty carpet people have to go. You guys aren't video game people, but if you ever play video games, there's different levels. And at the end of every level, you get to the lair where the boss lives. The boss is living in the master bedroom. That is the head of the funk. That's where you walk in with the funk. Rawr! That's where the funk lives.
This entity has a sound?
Yeah, it does, but only Funkbusters can hear it. The rest of you just know the residue of when the funk is there. So he comes in. He comes in with his team of three. Now, God bless this guy. When he came to give us an estimate, he put his schnoz, his nose, right to the carpet and took a whiff. Who is sniffing strange carpets? But I love...
He's a professional.
Exactly. You know what? If you're going to sniff a rug and you're not trying to get laid, I'm very interested.
Good for him, though. Yes. You know, he was in there. He knew what had to be done. He did it.
He did. So he hits it with the heavy duty stuff. Then they gotta spray down the walls. They gotta fog it. Fog, like you're getting rid of roaches. That's what it's taking to get rid of this funk. Like you're getting rid of, because they know this is no ordinary funk. But he's very confident that we don't have to rip out the carpets. He's gonna nail it. So confident he is that he will come back for free if it's not fully defunkified. Then the next move is to paint the walls with a base of Kills, which is primer, which I guess...
No, I know what Kills is. That's the perfect word for that shit. It'll kill the smell, it'll kill the color, it'll come after you.
So you gotta prime the walls with Kills. And they can mix in like little fragrances, like a little citrus or whatnot, to help prime the wall. So that's what we gotta do. All right, so... Now, keep in mind, our HVAC guy has already changed whole duct systems to get the funk out of this house. We are taking our time. We're trying to get to the roots of this funk. I had no idea. I've never bought a house before where a filthy animal has lived in it, just smoking and toking and stroking. I've never lived in that. I had no idea. Had no idea that this would be part of the process. So
it was funk at an atomic level.
Yes. So between the carpet guy and the housekeeping, what do you, just that, forget about the HVAC guy who is gagging, and he's an HVAC guy. He deals with filthy attics and basements. So for him to be like, whoa. And by the way, the housekeepers were like, yeah, this is some of the worst we've ever seen. I mean, they are scraping. I mean, it is like, they're like, how is there?
Holy shit.
They're like, how is there salsa stuck, plastered into her fridge? It's like you had to throw it in there. There's dog hair in the freezer.
What?
Yeah, so like I said, I got no complaint with them. I got no, and they only charge us for 5.5 hours. So my, there's a place to tip. So my wife paid the 5.5, and the extra half she threw in as the tip. So it paid for the 6, but then they get the 10. You know, it comes to about 10%. I don't know if that's good, bad, or indifferent, but whatever. They were there for a long time. All right. So yeah. What do you think? Give me a ballpark. What you think? The carpet guy and the housekeeper's cost.
Oh God, I don't even know.
Give me a ballpark.
Housekeeper's probably ran you about 800. Carpet guy probably ran around the same.
So you think about 16?
Yeah.
What do you think, Pip?
I'm thinking all in. You went for 2 G's.
So it's the ballpark. Joe's pretty close. I think it's the ballpark of around 15 for the one day. Do you know how much good shit I could buy for $1,500? I'm fucking nickel and diming trying to get like a really good TV at a bargain price. A TV which is going to be with me for a very long time. Long after my wife kicks me out of the house, I shall take the TV because I sought the TV. But no, I'm not buying a TV. A vacation. My wife used to be like, oh, I don't want to spend more than $1,000 on a vacation. A week of vacation. Because we get to go to nice places, you know, she's spoiled now. But no, just to defunkify, this house, 50, like in the ballpark of 15. It's like, what the fuck is going on here? So we come.
I understand though, because at one point, a friend was looking for some place to live, and she was out of state. And so I went into a place to look it over for her to see if it was worth for her to come out and look at it. And I walked in there, and the wall of nicotine that hit me from the air, and nobody had lived in it for a couple months. And it was just like, it hit me right in the face.
Go on.
The yellow, waxy buildup on everything.
Yes. That's what I was going to say. There is nothing white in a smoker's house. It turns to yeller.
Oh, yeah. There was, like I said, my mom smoked like a chimney. And, you know, after she passed away when I was renovating, it was nicotine stained walls all over the place.
Yep. We had paneling in our living room in the apartment I grew up in, and I had to go and, like, wash that down. And the crud that came off of this crappy, old, dark walnut 70s paneling was just horrifying. It looked like a bucket of earwax. It was just horrifying.
What do you think the contractor gave me to prime the 3 bedrooms with Kills? What do you think that will cost me?
Kills is cheap.
3 days. Nice. Hold on, I'm doing all the mathematics here.
I see that, Joe. Look, you can see the numbers jumping out of Joe's head.
But 3 plus the Kills.
Riveting radio.
I know. $800.
Okay, what do you say, Pip?
I was thinking that was cheap.
All right, so what do you say, Pip? $1,700 for our contractor to prime 3 bedrooms with Kills, which seems a little steep, to be honest with you.
Kills isn't cheap, and you know what?
That's not for the primer. That's just for them to do it. We still got to buy
the labor.
Yeah, just the labor.
And how many guys?
I don't know.
And then you have to paint it.
Yeah, then they got to paint it.
My buddy Randy, when he did my kitchen, because I did everything myself pretty much with the exception of a couple of things, but when he painted the kitchen, he got about $200 a day. Now, it was 30 years ago, so I'm probably thinking these guys probably get about $300 a day.
I'd probably get more than that now. Yeah, 30. We're not going to go with 30-year-old price. The only thing that gets paid the same as 30 years ago is comics. Actually, that price has gone down. So,
yes. I've never paid somebody to paint. I always paint myself.
I was thinking we could. There's a lot to paint. But the ceilings, my wife's worried that we won't be able to do the ceilings.
Oh, no, you can do that. You get one of those expandable poles.
That's what I thought.
With a roller on it.
And you wear something on your head or else you have polka dot hair for a while.
That's what I thought. But, so I got to talk to her about that. All right. So, yeah, it's been, So we went back there today. We went back to the house today. And it's still, like, each time we do something to the demon spawn that lives there, the funk, it does get lower, but it shan't die. So there's still, so now you kind of smell like chemical and smoke, and a sousant of smoke, like a combination. So we called the carpet guy. So, like, all right, because he said he'd come back. We're like, so should we put the kills on, or should you come back? He's like, here's what I mean. He's like, do the kills. He's like, you got to open up the windows because there's no air in there. He goes, I think it's in the air. He goes, I don't think it's in the carpet or the walls anymore. He goes, but there's nothing circulating in there because all the windows are closed. You don't have the heat on in there. So it's just kind of sitting there. So open up the windows, maybe put a fan in there. We took down the ceiling fan because we had to buy a whole new ceiling fan because that caught all the crap that was in there, too. Oh, yeah, and we have to change all the outlets because apparently the outlets are like smoke magnets, too.
Yeah, but
what?
What do you mean out or the outlet plate?
I think the outlets itself. I think it, like, gets inside.
No.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
No.
So now we're gonna open up the air. It's still not dead, and we got to get the kills onto the walls. And we really can't move in until we get this shit done.
Yeah, because you can't go in there and go, oh, what is that? The fog lives. You can't. No, you can't live like that.
So
and you got and the chemical smell from the paint from kills. Ooh.
Oh, that's bad too.
Yeah, there was one time when I was painting the bathroom. I was starting to paint the bathroom, and I was using kills, and I started to feel woozy. And I'm like, Joanne, open the front door, please. I'm doing something. Joanne, open the front door. I go, you need to open the front door, bitch, or you're picking me up off the floor. Because I had to go out because I was in a close area. I had to get outside, get some fresh air.
Yeah. Yeah, you can really mess yourself up doing a home improvement stuff from, like, chemicals. And one time, I swear, I was so close to having my brother bring me to the hospital because I was sanding the walls in my living room. That's a long story. But I was sanding the ceiling, and I was up close to it, and I wasn't wearing a mask like a jackass. And I breathed in so much stuff, I was wheezing.
Oh, what's wrong with you? You got to wear a mask with that. So I had to do all that.
Stupid.
I had to sand down the old walls because I had to remove all the wallpaper. Because all the rest had wallpaper. So I removed all the wallpaper, and then I had to skim coat all the walls, and then I had to sand that. You could see the first room I did was the master bedroom. This is the old house. And you could see my progression between the first room and the last room I finished with, the fourth room, when I finally got my shit together because I had so much fun.
Yeah, you have to learn. I'm pretty good at caulking, like, holes and all that on walls now, but at first, that's so good.
Yeah, the thing that helped me out was with the fence companies. You know, it's slow during the winter, so we would do a lot of stuff around the shop. We would paint, we would do this, and I picked up a lot of stuff, so when I had it, you know, when I was renovating the old house, I had a lot, you know, I knew a lot of stuff, you know, so it wasn't a problem.
Yeah.
So we had the contractor come who was recommended to us. So the wife wants a lot of things. She wants a lot of things. our kitchen will be gutted. Because what happened, like, the cabinets are not lined up properly. So at some point, something sunk. So one handle is here and one handle is here. If you're watching, you can see what I'm doing. Otherwise, they're uneven handles. Now, don't get me wrong. The girls who cleaned it did a wonderful job. They look like completely different cabinets, but it looks like we got to get new cabinets. We have to get a new counter, and it's a large counter. It's a large kitchen. It's an eating kitchen, and it's an L counter. And it's pulling away from the wall, and it's stained, and it's green, and it's nasty. So we got to get a new counter. We got to get new floors. They put some cheap ass, not even a good quality laminate, like cheap vinyl or something, over tile. Over tile.
How friggin' lazy.
So that's going to be an arm and a leg to get off. So we need new floors in there. We need new floors in the bathroom, which the powder room, which is apparently getting redone too, because it looks like a scene out of Miami Vice. The colors they got going on in there.
Yeah,
we're getting, and the laundry room / pantry needs new floors too. New floors everywhere, kids. Possibly new appliances. Now, this oven that they have there is a self-cleaning oven. It's not great. I don't know. We have a newer oven, which my wife doesn't love, but she knows how to use it, and it's good, and it's newer. So we might bring that over. And we have a couple-year-old stainless steel dishwasher that the wife loves that we're definitely going to swap out. So there's the kitchen.
Hold on. I got to ask you a question. What at your current place, you have gas?
Yes.
And this new place, so you're going to remove, who's going to remove this oven?
Contractor says he could do it.
All
right. Also, the kitchen, in one way, there's a large 5-foot entranceway to go into the living room. That's a nice size. Now, to go into the dining room, it's just like an average entranceway size. So it's very narrow.
So, okay.
And that's a load-bearing wall. So we're having that entranceway expanded to 5 feet for a more open concept, if you will. So you can look in and gaze upon the diners as you bring in the food. I get it. It's very, very aesthetic.
You know, you haven't even run into those. Can I see you for a second moment? Which means you're so fucked.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Jeff.
Whether it's a contractor or a car dealer, you know, it's going to be a lot of money.
So, yeah. As soon as you start messing with load bearing walls, bless you.
Well, the guy broke down the pricing of everything, and so we're going to have another contractor in to compare prices. Another one that was recommended. So then you go into the basement, and we were debating whether we're going to push the basement into the garage like we think it originally was, or keep the garage as is. I thought you could fit 3 cars in there. I thought you could fit 4. My problem is my wife has a huge Buick. The Buick is actually longer than her RAV4. So nothing can live behind. Nothing can go behind the Buick. Maybe a moped, but nothing shall live behind the Buick. So then it's like I could park, or she could park behind me on one side, probably the RAV4 and the Kia, but then one of us has to move. But you know what? So fucking be it. And I gotta tell you, I've never had a garage before. What a harrowing way to start or end your day, trying to get in and out of a garage. It is not. The first time I got into the garage, the very first time, I scraped my mirror. Now, I learned from that, be more careful, stupid. So now it's like, now I'm like my life depends on it. I inch out. I stop. I check. I'm more cautious coming in and out of this driveway than I am on like Route 80 or the Jersey Turnpike.
My mom used to come home from work, and we had a 67 Bonneville. This thing was an aircraft carrier. And she'd pull in, and sometimes you could see like the wall of the family room bow out a little bit and bow back in because she nailed the wall.
No way! No way! You saw the wall move? Oh, great.
A little bit. Yeah.
So,
yeah, you'll find aircraft carry that thing, yeah.
So this is a very long driveway. Wraps around the house, because why wouldn't you want that? So we're probably going to keep the garage as it is and figure that out. But the basement needs a ceiling, because you see all the insulation and everything. The basement needs a ceiling. We got to get that done. That's just for aesthetics. Put in some recessed lighting. Now, the guy gave us like a price quote for like spackle. I think he thought we wanted a sheetrock one, which is much more expensive. Nay. We shall do what I have here, the panels that you can push up. That is perfectly fine. The basement will just be for ping pong and working out, and when I get kicked out of my office because we have extra guests or handicapped guests, and I'll do the show from down there. But so now underneath the stairs, there's this space that we thought, well, all right, we'll use that as an extra pantry. So we're like, oh, we'll get something fabricated, customized. You know what? Maybe we'll roll some shelves back there. We'll be okay.
Is Harry Potter going to live under your staircase?
Possibly, yes. I do have two witches or wizards, whatever the fuck they are.
I know.
I don't know. So then you go upstairs, and we get the attic stairs that are there. It's you can put storage up in the attic, you know, like I have here. They're broken, so you got to replace them. That price is going up. The wife does not like the en-suite bathroom. It's probably not laid out great because it has a separate bathtub and a separate shower, which I don't mind. I kind of like that, but it's not really necessary. And she'd like a soaker bath, so that's got to be reimagined at some time. Probably not now, but we will do that at some point. The weird thing is, the first few times we saw the house, we're like, there's no linen closets in this house, which is weird. There is a small linen
closet. Really?
What?
That's very odd.
Yes. It turns out there is a small linen closet in the ensuite bathroom, which I found. So we have a small one, but there's no other one. So I'm like, well, here's a good space, because on the other side is the closet to the third bedroom / my wife's office. So we're like, oh, this will be a great place for a linen closet. Yes, if you want to move your entire duct system. So no.
There's always stuff like that.
Yes. All right. So that, which is a weird thing. Now outside, as you guys know, I need the rails done. Also outside, you know, I got my mom who's not really walking these days, and my mother-in-law who's having ankle problems. So at first we were going to do a walkway in the front yard, but that kind of ruins the aesthetic. So what I came up with this idea, and I don't even have a price on this yet, is on, because we have a very large deck in the back room, in the backyard, two levels, one where the pool is and one where the table is and everything, and then stairs to the yard. So what we'll do is we'll build a ramp there, and that part of the yard is on a hill, so we're going to have to excavate, because you love to excavate. Maybe we'll find old shit. And so he's got to so we got to like build like a winding path in the backyard.
Oh, by the way, you're probably going to have to get a permit, too.
No, I don't know if we will for that. Why would I need a
permit? Yeah. Because God forbid when you sell, that might hold up getting a CO.
Why do I need a permit for a walkway?
Because whenever you're moving the ground, you're changing the way that rainwater rolls. And if it's going in a bad direction, like if it's going to flood somebody else's basement, because the way that you've done the ground moving, you're screwed.
Yeah, what I would do is if I had customers, when I used to sell the storage sheds in the town of Huntington at the time, you needed a permit. So if a customer goes, well, I live here. All right, call the town. Don't tell them who you are, where you live. Just ask the question. I'm doing this. Do I need a permit? And see what they say.
Right.
Yeah, here we go. Right. Well, my wife is on very good terms with the home inspector. Not the home inspector, the building inspector. My wife and Boris hit it off. So I guess her and Boris can have a chit chat.
I would give him a call because you might, and now you're going, nah, I don't need one. Well, you know, when you sell whatever that is, you might need a CO, and now you got problems. So try to eliminate everything.
Yeah. So that's the contractor, and we need new cabinets. Are we going to get new cabinets? Yeah, we're getting new cabinets. Now we got the electrician. The electrician is installing a ring system. We need new sensor lights, and we need vents upstairs in the two bathrooms, because for some reason they didn't put vents in these bathrooms, which I don't understand. And my daughter likes to test the limits of hot water to see how long it shall go as it rains down on her skin before the... Who gives out first? Her or the hot water? It's a competition, I says. There's no such thing
as... Well, you got a new hot water unit in there. It should keep up.
I understand. But the point of this is she likes to take very long showers. Here we have a vent.
There should be three settings: normal, high, and teenage girl. So
yes.
So yes, this we got a great deal in the house, except all the money we have to put into the fucking house. And I'd be fine with all this, but we got to sell where I'm living right now. We have to, like I feel like I'm the only one who's like, we got to go now. We has to go now, because I'm not here next week. I'm touring, and then the following week, my wife is wrapped up in conferences. It used to be she would go out of town to Miami or wherever. They would fly everybody in, but the company's grown way larger, and nobody's doing that because of COVID. But, I mean, she's going to be wrapped up in conferences, you know, at the house and everything. So it's like 2 weeks dead. So, like, the first thing is, I think tomorrow we're going to get everything out of that storage unit. Got to get out, because that's $166 a month, and I think it's going up $20 a month. So we got to get... I mean... But the thing is, I'm freaking out because, you know, last week I lost three of my regular rooms, not permanently, but because of COVID. I'm like, oh, there goes money, there goes money, there goes money. And it's not like I can go hunting for new venues right now because everybody's freaking out of their mind because of the COVID. And then a club where Joe and I have played in Myrtle Beach, they just closed today. So, all right, there's another week of pay off the old calendar.
Nice club. We had a great time. The place was packed. It was the shows for January. Several were showed up. Done. Closed. Just closed.
Ugh, that's terrible. Yeah. I know.
One of the sweetest staffs. You know, you could ever want to meet the people there. They were really sweet people. Yeah, shame sucks.
So then there's this. So that's where we are with the health situation. I hope that was interesting. I tried to make it interesting. This is my life. Constantly meeting with our contractors to see recommended ones to see, well, who's ripping us off? What's a good price? You know, there's a lot of shit that needs to be done. I'm like, well, we might have to move in there while they're working on the kitchen, which is not ideal, but it's like, you know, to float two mortgages is not
yeah.
ideal. But I mean, we could sell this.
On the kitchen, you could save some money if you do the demolition yourself. You know, and all you need is like a pair of gloves, work boots, and a fucking sledgehammer. I did that.
And somebody with some attitude.
All right, Joe, what are you doing? Oh, you could come over and do that.
I'm busy.
See, Joe don't want to help. He'll be the first one to come over, though, to go swimming and have some nice barbecue steaks or something. But he don't want to help his pal now. No. What a friend. And let the record state, I know if I called Pip Helix to help, not to do demolition, to do other stuff, Pip would be there. How do I know this? Because when I moved from my apartment in Garfield in with my wife in Hackensack, and let me tell you, there were some dust bunnies in my apartment. I was not much with the cleaning there. Some had to be held back with a whip and a chain. Pip was there.
And believe me, I can't get anything done around here. I was supposed to clean. I got paperwork to do. I was going to do everything this weekend, and I wanted to get the car ready to go because I knew I needed. I go to the dealership. You need tires, and you're going to need front brakes. So, because I'm bargain hunting, I wound up spending most of my weekend at Honda at the tire place, getting brakes, having them come back, readjust the brake. And I was supposed to do an immense amount of shit around the house. Never got done. And the thing about it is, when you live alone, if you don't do it, it don't get done, you know? So it's like, I've got so much shit to do around here.
I don't want to hear your excuses. All I know is Pip might not be able to make a radio show, but when it comes to cleaning up, Pip is there. Pip is there for you. So I know she's there for me if I need it. Although this house, I assure you, not that I'll be calling Pip, I don't think we will, but I assure you, there is not the dust bunnies and situation moving out, because I have a wife and a housekeeper now. So it's different.
Well, hell yeah, the team of women come in and ship the one place into shape. So I can imagine what you're going to do to your own place.
Well, we're going to get the floors ripped out upstairs, get the carpet ripped out, put down some nice laminate or something. You know, I don't know. Everything's fucking expensive now. So there's that.
Oh, God. Yeah, sure. As long as you don't do everything gray, because I'll have to murder you.
I think our new couch is gray.
No, that's okay, but I mean, like, gray walls, gray cabinets, and gray countertops, and gray flooring, and oh my God, no, because you know what? That is going to look so dated in about a year, you know, and people don't understand.
Pip, where did the gray cabinet touch you?
I have a thing, stop with the gray everything, it's terrifying.
All right, well,
I don't like it.
Go with white. And also with your plumbing fixtures, get everything chrome. Don't get the fancy shit, because the fancy stuff, if you got to get a replacement part for it to match it, it's an absolute federal case. Just buy chrome.
I think we're leaning towards white cabinets. We were leaning towards white cabinets. I think we want the silver handles, because my wife doesn't really like the brass handles. I think we want the silver handles. And I think we were leaning towards a black counter, but like speckled, like kind of a granite type thing. I think right. that I think that's the way we're leaning. Now the hard part is the floors, because we have natural. We have real oak floors in some of the rooms, but that's kind of like an orangey color. So it's hard to find something that matches those colors. So we're trying to figure out what we can do for the part where we have to put down the vinyl. So who the fuck knows? I don't know.
Who knows? But it you know, like wooden floors sell homes, and for some reason everybody's infatuated with the stainless steel appliances.
The wife loves it.
That sells homes.
Wife loves
it. And the whole thing, they don't get dirty. Bullshit. They do. They get dirty.
Everything gets dirty.
Make it simple.
Well, yeah. I don't want to get something that's going to be too dated. So we will see what we do.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. The day program, the kitchenette that they have there is got the dark wood and stuff like that. I'm like, oh god, that's so dated. Why kitchens never get dated?
First of all, can I just tell you,
I've
been watching a lot of these shows on HGTV, because I've turned into a woman. I've been watching a lot of these shows on HGTV, because I tuck now, and it's very weird. When they walk into a house, that it goes one of two ways. Oh, this is all dated, it has to go, like you guys were saying. Or they update it with the retro look that looks old. So you never know the way the shit's going to go. Yeah, it's like, oh, well, it's retro. So yeah, it's just about timing it right.
Well, there's different kinds of retro. You can go, like my parents had mid-century modern, which looked like fug on a stick. When I was growing up. Now, it's all the rage, and everybody would kill themselves for our old couches.
See?
That we couldn't throw out fast enough.
Oh, God, all that's in now. And the funny thing, in my old house when I redid that, the kitchen just, you know, look at the old pretty, and it just screamed the 90s, because that's when it was done. And that's what was in. I had the lighter cabinets and stuff like that. Here, everything is all white, you know? And I gotta redo my kitchen eventually. I mean, it's clean, it's functional, and the bathroom off my bedroom is pink with pink little stars on the tile. So I gotta eventually do that. You know,
you've been saying that since you moved in.
Huh?
I said you've been saying that since you moved in.
Yeah, well, I'm living paycheck to paycheck. I didn't think I had the money I had. You know, eventually maybe I'll get a loan for a refi and do it. You know, but everything gets expensive. I mean, my homeowner's fees they went up $36 a month. You know, and I could tell when they were putting pavers down by the gatehouse. I'm like, God, they're gonna fucking pinch us for this shit. But
yeah, that's gonna cost me.
Well, let me tell you something, my friend. Let me tell you something, my friend. Grill Nazis do not come cheaply. You must pay those grill Nazis a fair wage if you want them to come down on you as you cook your steak at night. How dare you grill in the backyard? You know the rules.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Don't bother me much. I'm never here, you know?
Yeah. You know, the thing is with decorating, and you'll see this on the HGTV, which is porn for women, there are certain acceptable periods of time that are now in style, and everybody clamors for them. So you'll see, like, people like dated country farmhouse, or they like mid-century modern, which is really like the 50s. But if you try to redecorate something in the 80s style, 80s TV and some fashions are in, I suppose. But do not decorate a house in 80s style.
It'll come back. It'll come back.
You know, it will come back at some point. But don't do it now.
So Joe likes the decision of the white cabinets. Okay.
Yeah, they're never going to get dated. And make sure all your faucets and stuff are chrome, because if you got to find replacements, it's easy. I had antique brass at my old house. I got it, and I had to replace it. I wound up having to like respray and stuff like that. And I'm in the fucking business. I'm trying to find. I can't find it. It's my job to sell replacements. That's one of my jobs. I've been making a living at it for 25. I can't find this shit. So I'm like, my next everything is chrome, which it is.
Yep. Keep it simple, stupid.
Keep it simple.
Classic. Yep.
The fuck is that thing? I can't fucking find that guy. I'm trying to find. Oh, there it is. All right. I was gonna tell. I was gonna tell another story, but I didn't know we were gonna spend so much time on my pain.
What, are you kidding? Joe and I are exhausted from lapping all of that pain up. Ah, he's struggling. How delicious.
Well, it's, you know, and you got to remember, so we all own houses, you know. We all
I own a house, too.
You know? Yeah.
Now I own two. Now I own two fucking houses.
Double the pain.
Well, I think we're going to summer on that side of town and winter on this side of town.
You don't know how
sounds lovely.
We're not snowbirds. We're slush geese. That's what we are.
Slush geese. I like that.
We are slush geese.
We go across 17 to summer.
We cross 17. Yeah.
Actually, I don't have to cross 17, Joe. No highways are involved. All right.
Figuratively.
All right. I hope that was interesting to some folks. I tried to make it so. If not, maybe I shouldn't talk about this shit anymore.
It's not interesting. Most likely expensive. Jesus Christ.
You have no. Dude, the price before fucking supplies, which are really expensive, you have no idea. So we got a cabinet, and we got a cabinet guy coming tomorrow. A cabinet and counter guy coming tomorrow. And then right after him, we have another contractor coming in. And then on Saturday, when you and I are on the road, my friend, we have a flooring guy coming in. All sorts of people are coming in. People from all over are coming in. And the wife went next store because our neighbor... He was a carpenter, but he was a contractor. But his knees are shot. He needs surgery and everything. But his wife was like, "Well, he could do stuff." No, we need a team, but we might have him do the attic stairs. So we got a whole team to make this livable for my wife, I should say.
It's like at my old place, my one of my buddies was an air conditioning guy who was still. I mean, Joe and Aunt retired, but there was one guy that was still doing it. And I had a problem with my AC unit at the old house. Put a fortune, and he was complaining his back was out, you know, but even before this happened, my back was out, blah, 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 you know, and we were hanging out, so I didn't call him. And he goes, "Oh, I could have done that. I'd probably save you $300. I'm like, "Great, wonderful."
All right.
You never know.
Your back was out. No.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back. I have an update on a story that we talked about, and we got the case of the woman who is not allowed to wear a hijab at a certain shooting range. We have George Floyd Christ, an artist made a rendering of Jesus and Mary, and Jesus looks like George Floyd, and that's a Catholic university, or it was. We got witches being pardoned, we got groins being bitten, we got the IRS telling criminals how to file, because that's what you want to do with the IRS. So much stuff to talk about. But on the break, we got new music from Bantu Nani with Sunday Can Wait, and Claudia Bell with Fall Into. And you can learn more about both those artists at Deuce. Music. Dot. Come on. Come.